All right. Welcome to Motivational Monday. Glad to join with you in a moment in God's Word and in the life that it brings for each of us. Today, the theme is on growing, on growing. You know, it's hard to be a human being. Of all the creatures in this world, we have the toughest task. It's easy to be a crocus, no decisions to make, no schedules to keep, and no disappointments to endure. The crocus sleeps all winter, and then as the snow recedes and the sun warms the earth, the crocus breaks through the ground with blossoms that bring standing applause from all of us. It is easy to be a cat. No anxieties about aging, no perplexities about world affairs, and no guilt about real or imagined adulteries. The cat grooms itself on the carpet, purrs on any convenient lamp, and holds the opinion of the servile humans in haughty disdain. But being human is not easy, not at all easy. The seasons do not automatically develop us into maturity. Our instincts do not naturally guide us into a superior contentment. We falter and fail. We doubt and we question. We work and we learn. And just when we think we have it figured out, something else comes up that throws us for a loop. Jesus is the best look we have at what it means to be human, really human. We look at him and we see the incredible attractiveness and profound wonder of being a woman or a man. We also see how difficult it is. We see him in a contest against every force that would diminish us into something less than human. We see him confront and deal with every influence that would divert us from living to the glory of God. We get our basic orientation in the difficulties of being human by carefully attending to what Jesus said and did. For example, in his 40 days of temptation and testing in the wilderness. How he lived in prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane. How he came alongside and accompanied people through their journey of life. What he pointed to, what he testified to, what he gave his life to. To become like him, we must be changed, shaped, and deepened by the Word of God. And I think that Word takes root and blesses us most in and through community. When the community gathers, is equipped and empowered and sent. Yes, the Word of God taking root in each of us. So we grow. And as new seasons emerge, we focus on growing, on deepening. All thanks and praise be to God. All right. Good day.